SODC update, and this is written by Andrea Powell and Sue Cooper. Chairs charities for 2026-27. At its annual meeting on the 14th of May, SODC elected Councillor Andrea Powell as its chair for the 2026-27 municipal year. As the author of this Benson Bulletin article, I can state what a privilege it is to have been elected by fellow councillors to this important non-political role, and how much I'm looking forward to a year of meeting volunteers, charities and residents from across the district. I will also have the pleasure of chairing the meetings of full council and keeping your councillors in order. It's worth noting that I take on the role of chair exactly 30 years after my fellow ward representative, Councillor Sue Cooper, had the same honour. Sue has always been an inspiration to me, and I look forward to representing the District Council in our final year as a fully functional local authority, as well as she has always done. One of the best bits about becoming chair is that I am able to nominate two charities to be the focus of fundraising activities over the course of the year. My two charities are very local and support vulnerable and less able people in our community, enabling them to enjoy fulfilling and active lives. Style Acre is a charity which supports around 275 adults with learning disabilities and autism in supportive, creative and dynamic environments that allow them to fulfil their potential and live the life they choose. You may be familiar with the Style Acre shop in Wallingford or the cafe at Savage's Garden Centre in Blueberry, but less so with the community hub called Turnstile, located at Howbury Park. This hub hosts activities which include arts, crafts, gardening and cookery, while acting as a base where people come to learn life skills, make friends, have fun and to develop their independence and confidence. Style Acre also accommodate adults in housing across the district, enabling them to live independently but with appropriate support as needed. Cycling Without Aid is a global charity founded in 2011, which has now over 4,000 hubs worldwide, including a brand new one in Benson and another in Wallingford. CWA Oxfordshire provides free trishaw rides to elderly, isolated and vulnerable people, whether they live in one of our local residential care homes or in their own homes. Trained pilots take up to two passengers in specially adapted e-trikes for joyful rides around the local area, enjoying social interaction with others, feeding the ducks at our local ponds and experiencing the wind in their hair, whatever their age or ability. You may already have seen the trikes taking elderly residents from Benson House Care Home around the village. Next time, be sure to give them a cheery wave. By the time you read this issue of the Benson Bulletin, the first fundraiser for these two amazing charities will have taken place. On the 21st of June, I will have hopefully completed a 66-mile cycle ride across Dartmoor, including some gruelling climbs and 1,830 metres of ascent. Then, on the 23rd of October, I will be hosting a Chairs charity quiz at Crowmarsh Village Hall, so watch this space for more details. In the meantime, a Just Giving page has been set up for this year's fundraising efforts. If you would like to support these two local causes, please feel free to visit the page at justgiving.com/crowdfunding/South Oxon. Please note that Just Giving does charge a small commission. Latest progress with the local plan. On the 18th of June, Council will be meeting to review the timetable for the joint local plan and new government requirements to start work on the next local plan before the independent examination on the last one is even finished. A local plan is a document councils are required to prepare to provide plans and policies for all types of development, including new housing and employment sites in the area, as well as identifying the infrastructure needed to support them. New government rules mean using higher housing targets and focusing less on supporting policies surrounding issues such as biodiversity and nature recovery. We hope to be able to preserve the excellent policies developed as part of our emerging joint local plan with Vale of Whitehorse, but ultimately our new unitary authority will be the one that adopt the next local plan.